Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's EV News Briefly for Thursday, the 5th of December. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters do get these shows ad-free, though. We're all about saving you time, and that's another way for you to save time by stripping out the ads. Earlier this week, Jaguar unveiled their new EV concept called the Type 00. Very much a concept vehicle. So, very long bonnet. Kind of the opposite of what we see in EV world, really, which is to push the wheels to the corners and have a big interior space. This, I don't know, I'm not sure what to make of it. It is just a drawing, really. We have seen those spy shots where the dimensions are not wildly different. Very big bonnet on this, so you could store a lot under there. And also, they say that this harks back to, you know, the days of Jaguar E-Types and XJSs. Yeah, so they're trying to pass that off as saying, look, we've got nothing to sell you for the next 12 months, but please get excited about our Jaguar EVs, which are coming. They're going to go super premium, so £120,000 or dollars-ish and upwards. So they're, you know, Bentley competing, Jaguar moving in that direction. Meanwhile, a vehicle that is a lot more mainstream is selling very well in the US, and that's the Honda Prologue that keeps on selling and selling and selling. Over 25,000 of them now in the US, and lease prices, that'll probably be why, because I think they're around $230, $240 a month. It's a very good choice if you can get a good lease deal on that. And of course, it's a General Motors vehicle based on their, you know, don't call it Ultium anymore, technology. So 300 miles of range, you know, get Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, which you don't get in the GM cars. Honda have tuned it with different suspension and what have you, and otherwise, it's a really compelling EV, and people like the Prologue and are buying it. Genesis are refreshing their GV70 electric for 2025. That comes next year, up against, you know, Audi Q6s and BMWs and Polestar 4s, maybe Polestar 3, possibly. Other large vehicles like the new Volvo EX90. You would think Audis, Porsches, Polestars, those kind of competitors up against the Genesis brand. That big 27-inch OLED screen is probably the standout on an 800 volts architecture, almost 80 kilowatt hour battery. And so, you know, maybe 300 miles of range on a really good day in that new GV70. That's the SUV from Genesis, by the way. BMW's iX is their top-of-the-shop vehicle, and they're going to refresh that next summer as well. So again, we're talking Audi Q8, top end of the market, kind of Polestar 3 territory, with better technology. That's exciting. I'm really excited about BMW's new dedicated EVs, though, on the Neue Klasse platform. They're going to be super, super exciting. Ford are unveiling the plug-in version of their Transit Custom, which, according to carexpert.com.au, is Australia's first plug-in hybrid van. There hasn't been one until now, and there will be one next year. So, you know, 25 miles or 40 kilometres of pure battery range. And of course, you've got the backup of the combustion as well if you want it. It'll have Ford's Pro Power on board. They didn't say that, but I think it's a dead cert that will be used for, you know, either work or leisure reasons. Norway wants to extend their electric car tax breaks, but because they're part of the European Economic Area Trading Zone, it's kind of state aid when you think about it, reducing the VAT of EVs, but not on combustion cars. And so they've got to go ask for approval to do that for two more years, which they'll get. It's all part of going fully EV in 2025, and Norway will be job done. Right, on to the next one. China controls 76% of the global EV market as of October. Haven't got November's data here, but it's huge. It's three quarters of the global EV market now, followed by the European Union and the United States. And Tesla's Shanghai deliveries, though, not quite on fire at the end of the year. Second month of consecutive decline out of Shanghai. And they need a killer Q4 to not have a sequential decline from 2023-2024. If they can have a smashing last quarter, they might just exceed last year's numbers. And Duke Energy unveiling a microgrid in Mount Holly, North Carolina, for heavy-duty goods vehicles to charge up on their fast chargers there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.